Hey y'all, it's 1028 Awakenings and I am back again with another podcast episode. What's going on, y'all? So happy August 11th, even though it is August 12th listening to this podcast. I am so sorry, guys. I thought I posted the new moon in Aquarius yesterday, but to my surprise, that shit did not get posted, okay? So let's talk about what this full moon in Aquarius brings to each and every zodiac sign, okay? And let's also just talk about what energy is bringing to everybody and how this energy will really affect everyone. Now, for the most part, a lot of you guys already know I am a Scorpio, okay? So this new moon in Aquarius for us is definitely going to be giving us some kind of energy, all right? It's going to affect Pisces, Sagittarius, Gemini, and Virgo, and Scorpio a little bit differently than it normally would, okay? Well, actually, it's going to affect Aquarius, Leo, Taurus, and Scorpio. That is basically what it is. And it's because Aquarius is a fixed sign, it's going to be trying to fix things, create things, move things, rearrange things. Now, this full moon in Aquarius is definitely exposing fake energy among us, the people that you associate with. So if you know you're around someone and it doesn't feel authentic or genuine, you'll know it. And if you were around someone and you missed them and y'all made amends or you fixed things with this person, you'll know if it's authentic or it's not. Some things have came back together that never should have been broken in the first place. And other things have been together for a long time and been should have broke off in the first place. Now, romantic partners, friends, co-workers, and acquaintance, watch your back. Okay. You know what I'm saying? As far as that, because no one is off the table. The business you choose to express to everyone does not have your best interest. So all that I'm saying here is just everything that you share, everything that you tell, just be very selective with who you express yourself to with this Aquarius new moon. But I feel like most of the snakes have been, you know, seen. We have all cut our grass. Now, this full moon in Aquarius is here to teach you to love yourself. We are all unique and we are all on different paths in our lives. And it's supposed to be that way. We're all growing and learning every day, and we all individually are dope in our own motherfucking way. Embrace everything about you, all right? And make sure that you know that it is your path to walk alone. And yeah, you're going to have some friends along the way, but what you do is unique to your own style, all right? This full moon also brings in vivid dreams, so you will be able to remember your dreams as soon as you wake up, so make sure you have a dream journal. Hey guys, this is part two. I'm not sure what happened. Okay. So full moons bring in vivid dreams. Pay attention to the messages. Keep your dream journal near you and pay attention to how your dreams make you feel, the colors that you see, and what are the energies that you feel. Sometimes you don't see people's faces in your dream, but you feel their energy. Also, things that will help you during this new moon: aromatherapy, burning incense, frankincense, any essential oils will help. Burning incense too. Breathing exercises will help. Air purifiers will help too. Speaking affirmations, filling up the room with prosperity. So just saying, I am abundant, I am successful, I am wise, you know, just not saying anything that's super crazy. I do this all the time in my kitchen. I just pace back and forth and say, I'm abundant, I am successful, money comes to me in miraculous ways. Okay. So enjoying outside air. So definitely go outside and enjoy the air as well. Whatever you have, Aquarius, in your house, which is wherever it shows up, the full moon will be affecting that part. And I just saw 11-11. So getting rid of anything that may be hindering you from your creative drive is very important too. And healing your childhood trauma is very important as well. It is really, really good. The different houses will affect you differently. So you have to definitely look at where you see Aquarius in whatever house that you have by looking at your birth chart. And that will give you the clarity that you need, okay? Most of you guys, be proud of the way you chose not to repeat a cycle, because that's very powerful. It's going to catapult you to another timeline. Stay pretty, be educated, dress well, and get that money, baby, all right? I hope this podcast helped you in some kind of way, and I'll see y'all next time. Aquarius, new moon.